Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. What do you know about care plans? And is it the same as pet insurance? And does it involve subscriptions with us? So I don't know. We're going to find all that out. But before we even talk about that, did you know that we have Veterinary Hero nominations coming out? I know. So you get to nominate a veterinary technician, a CSR, a specialist. You can head on over to dvm360.com/heroes. Nominations are underway. We're going to be announcing them later this summer. So joining us is our good friend, Executive Vice President from Covetrus, Ron Nelson. How's it going, my friend?
It is going great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're excited to learn more about this because I got to be honest with you. I think I feel like I'm out of the loop on what I know about care plans. And based upon this discussion, I think our listeners are going to learn quite a bit. So a little bit of information about our friend here. With a career spanning over 10 years in veterinary industry, Ron brings a wealth of experience focused on wellness plans, technology, and program implementation. His responsibilities have ranged from brand and business strategy, sales and marketing, technology feature and capability development, as well as strategic partnerships. My goodness. And wait, there's more. And customer support. Under Ron's guidance, Covetrus Care Plans provides comprehensive solutions for independent practices while delivering enterprise-level functionality, answering the specific needs of multi-location partners. And Ron has more than 30 years' experience. Is that right? Is there a typo there?
Nope, actually 30 years. Every time I put that down, it kind of gets me a little nervous, but 30 years of experience.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's excellent. So more than 30 years in business and brand strategy, creative development, marketing planning, and business operations. He has a BA in advertising from California State University. So that's awesome. So, okay, congratulations on all those great accolades. And let's get into it because the monthly subscription thing is so our care plan. Tell the listeners a little bit about what a care plan is. Let's start there.
Okay. So let's start with the basics of what might be perceived as a wellness plan from the past and what they are today. So at the very base, think of a care plan. And when I say care plans, wellness plans, preventive care plan, at this point, they're the same for this part of the discussion. So when we're talking about it. So a care plan allows for the bundling of services. So often they're known for preventive care, bundling those services and allowing a pet parent then to pay over time. It's usually an annual plan with 12 payments. So it's a way to allow them to budget and understand the care the pet needs and a way for practices to push forward with their protocols and also work with their cash flow to even it out over a year.
Okay. So over a year, which sounds great. Sounds like you have some time to pay it throughout, which is awesome. And so how have monthly subscriptions for pet care evolved over the last few years? Because I am seeing this more and more happening. So tell us a little bit about that.
No, I think there's several areas to look at when you think of subscriptions and what's going on, not just in the veterinary market, but retail markets and us as consumers, what we see. So there's the subscription economy. If you have millennials, you have Gen X, they've grown up with being able to pay as they go, pay monthly. So it's kind of expected. If you think of baby boomers and even the quiet generation, being able to budget makes it simpler for them to understand and feel more comfortable. So I think just understanding where the market's going with consumers, veterinarian clients or not, being able to provide a subscription plan benefits all. I think the second area is the technology itself has evolved to meet industry needs. It used to be very simple. You would bundle a couple of programs or services, and you would offer that at a discount. Okay? We're not saying that you always have to have a discount. Today's technology, I like to relate it to my dad. I remember my dad being so excited. He bought a Lincoln Town Car and it had an 8-track tape player in it. Okay. I would be buying a car today with an 8-track tape player in it. And your care plan technology is based on new cloud-based technology that delivers new functionality and new capabilities that really drive efficiencies for the practice and personalization of plans. So again, understanding the subscription economy, the technology, and then the third part is the personalization of plans. Again, we're talking about bundling services, but what if, again, here's an example. When I was in California, I lived near a reserve. There's rattlesnakes. I might need a rattlesnake vaccine as part of my preventive care for my pet, but others that lived in the area, not around the reserve, did not. So the ability to personalize plans through options allows this whole new capability of giving power to the veterinary professional to deliver personalized care for the pet in front of them instead of a locked-in bundle.
I love that. Nowadays, I mean, we talk about, I just gave a lecture at VMX. We were talking about VIP. Everybody is important. The I now stands for individualized care. And exactly to your point, what one person may get for their pet with a rattlesnake vaccine, another might get leptospirosis or whatever that might look like for preventative care. Did you know too, by the way, total side note, that a lot of hospitals are now offering subscription models for the practice? They can have unlimited veterinary visits. Have you heard of that too?
I've seen some of that. The next steps that we've taken, when you think about the flexibility and capabilities of the software I just mentioned, is think of chronic illness and treatment plans. This one was really dear to my heart. I'm a Schnauzer lover.
Yes, the bearded dogs.
Exactly, bearded dog and very hardy, right? And
yes.
About 12 started having some issues. Could be Cushing's, could be diabetes. Had to have the test done. I was fortunate to be able to afford to get the care that he needed and lived another 4 years. But now with that flexibility, not only can you do preventive care plans, which is a great first step, you can take that same technology and create plans for chronic illness, Cushing's and for diabetes, to help more pet owners be able to afford the care and follow the protocols of the practice.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, this is a question I know that probably a lot of listeners, including myself, are curious about. What are the differences between the care plans and pet insurance that are important for both vet practices and pet parents to understand?
Okay, that one's a really good question. And I believe in both of them, and they can work together in synergy. If you think of insurance, it to me is more reactive. It is if there's an accident, if there's an illness, then you have this coverage to help pay for those services to keep your pet healthy. But again, it is more reactive. A care plan, especially a preventive care plan, is proactive care that your pet needs every year. Just like we go to the doctor, you know, we get our checkups, we get our vaccines. Pets need to have annual care and exams, and they need their vaccines. And a care plan, again, delivers a way to budget that care and allows a doctor to have those conversations. And if you think of the benefit, that's annual. So year over year, they're needing that preventive care. And that's revenue to the practice. It's loyalty. It's building a relationship and knowing the pet. So again, both of them are important. One is, again, the proactive, helping find potential issues early that will help with treatment outcomes. And with insurance, having that safety net in case something is found.
And can they work hand in hand? Is there synergy between the care plans and pet insurance?
Again, I think it's from the full breadth of coverage for the pet. Really why I recommend care plans as a standalone plan and not as there's some riders out there is it gives control to the practice for that preventive care, and it follows their protocols and their pricing structures. And it is about building that relationship with them again. So the synergies are total health of the pet. You have a proactive and a reactive solution for the care that's needed all the time, and then the support in case something does happen.
Okay. Well, and let's talk about some of the benefits then that pet parents can get from their perspective, as well as the vet practices. So what are some key benefits pet parents get from the care plans? And the same goes for vet practices. How do they benefit?
Okay. And when I talk about pet parents, kind of talk about why they're great for pets too. So I'm going to kind of lump those together because it is about the pet, right? So, and I'm going to use some older research and then some newer, because many of us that have been around, especially for 10 years in the veterinary industry, there's a Bayer study back from, I believe it was 2011. And it was really talking to about 3,000 pet parents that had not been on a care plan at that point and why it was attractive to them. And the largest percent, it was right around 47%, mentioned the monthly payment. They liked that they could budget. You know, a lot of us don't like surprises, so they could budget that. The second highest rating, again, I thought that was about 38% in my mind, is peace of mind. And why is it peace of mind? It is, as a pet parent, do you understand the preventive care your pet needs? As a first-time pet owner, when I, you know, years ago, I didn't really know. My dog looked healthy, right? And the care plan lets them know. So it was that they could budget and they had the peace of mind of a plan. At times there's discounts at a practice. You can use that for promos, and we can get that side later. But then for the pet, tied to that is compliance. So we see compliance for vaccines at roughly 99%, almost 100% if the pet is on a care plan. They also see 92% overall compliance. Other services and diagnostics that might be in the plan are used as well. So again, that allows better outcomes for the pet. So you have a healthier pet and a happy pet parent. For the practice, this is my business strategy. I get really excited about it. It is a core strategy that has many different angles they can take as a business. But what we see from a pet, let's first take a pet, and the pet parent does not have a care plan. On average, across our system, what we see is a pet spend of roughly $500. Okay? So they're coming in, they might come in 1.5 times a year, they're spending $500. For a pet that is on a care plan, we're seeing 2.7 to 3.2 times that in spend. So that 500 can become 1500 for services and products at the practice. What's key to understand that is, hey, they're getting the preventive care. They might be opting, hey, I'm learning about, you know, February's dental month. I'm learning about the importance of dental. I'm going to add dental. I'm going to also do other recommendations. I might buy my parasiticides at the practice. So that adds revenue to the practice for services the pets need.
Excellent. I love hearing that. It also improves like adherence and compliance, of course, which is great. So it allows veterinarians to be veterinarians, which is what I love to hear, you know?
And I think key to that, your point there is a care plan, especially on Covetra's care plans, we don't dictate what's in the plan. We have best practices. We have a team that helps them build their plans, but it's built on their protocols. So they're the experts.
Yeah. Right? So, and so among small to mid-sized vet practices that have invested in care plans, what are some improvements they've seen in visits, compliance, outcomes? I know we were just talking about that, so I'm sure they've been increased. And what does that look like?
So what we've seen is, again, with a care plan, there's options. You can have a standalone dental plan, or you can have a preventive care plan, and dental is an option to add to that plan and make it part of the monthly payments as well. But what we see is the ability to extend dental month outside February. So you can, again, it's preventive, it's not emergency. You can enroll more on a dental plan, forward book, so they're coming in the next few months, and ensuring that you're collecting some of the funds to cover those costs before the services are rendered. So it's a great practice for dental compliance, and we see dental is one of the top options added to our plans. So that's one key thing when you talk about dental compliance. Parasiticides is another. Capturing that business for flea and tick and even heartworm, why should that leave the practice? So I have an example. I was working with a small group, and they wanted to capture and grow their parasiticide business. And they promoted their care plans when they marketed the price of it with parasiticides in the plan. Okay. And when they came in, they saw a 65% uptick with care plans and those pet parents taking it. So capturing that business, one, it's good for the pet. The veterinarian and the team know what's going on, and they have the compliance, but it's also keeping that revenue with the practice. So that was another great example on that.
65%, like that's a game changer. I'm sorry. I wouldn't like.
No, they. I'm in that 65% of those enrolled in the plan, which for them, when you saw the numbers, it was huge for them.
That's huge. To help promote the program. Right. Wow. Well, okay. So share with us a little bit of some success stories that you've heard of, some individual vet practices that have used it.
This one's kind of hits me more on the emotional side of a clinic I was talking to and how they used their care plan to help one of their clients that had two pets and kind of fell on a little bit harder times. They still paying their care plans, but it was a little rough. He had two dogs. One of his dogs had a growth, and I wanted to say ear, but it really was on its nose. And they were worried it might be cancerous, but and they needed to go in and do some surgery. He didn't really have the funds for that surgery, but in his care plan that he had signed up earlier, he had been paying for dental. And so they brought the pet in for the dental since he had been paying for that, and it was part of his care plan. And while they had the pet under for doing the dental, they went ahead and did the surgery to remove the growth from his nose, which it did turn out to be cancer. So it saved him funds from a separate surgery. They just did it at the time to really help him out. So that one really got me of how, we're an industry full of compassionate people, and that's why our love of pets, we do that. So hearing those type of stories, I think it's just another way of it showing a win on that. But that's the one that comes first to mind, is really how they're using it to help pet parents and get other services done that they can afford.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. Well, this is wonderful. And to the listeners out there, it's wonderful to have these options. We need them in veterinary medicine more than ever. We need them so we can practice good medicine and best medicine. And like I just said earlier, so veterinarians can really be veterinarians and do what they love. So how can our audience learn more about these care plans?
So several ways. One can always go to covetrus.com, and on the website, go to care plans under their services, click on care plans. It gives an overview, and then there's a button you can click to get more information and to let us know you'd like to talk. If you know me, call me. And also just we have a great account management team out there. And if you have a Covetrus account manager visiting, bring it up to them. They can talk to you about it and steer you in the right direction.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much. Ron Nelson, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast and sharing your expertise with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was awesome. As you can tell, I love talking about care plans and what it can do for pets and the practice.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as always.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.